This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Going solar. It's becoming more popular across the nation, both with consumers and on the farm. Joining us is Adam Whaling, the Dean of Agriculture, Energy, Construction, and Transportation at Chippewa Valley Technical College, located in western Wisconsin. He grew up on a dairy and continues to be involved in renewable alternative energy on dairy farms, and now looking at the popularity of solar energy.
There is tremendous opportunity out here. We are kind of in this solar era. So when I started at Chippewa Valley Tech back in 2015, solar was more than twice what it is today. The cost of it has significantly come down to the point where you're seeing solar go up on all sorts of operations, homes, businesses. You drive through the Midwest, there's hog operations, chicken operations. So you know the price point is good when it's really hitting big stream in the ag sector. But there's also a lot of incentives and rebate programs and grant program opportunities that are out here for producers. So, you know, while we talk about this great opportunity, your experience with solar is going to greatly depend on the parameters, because everybody kind of manages renewable energy differently. So first thing you need to do is you probably need to start making a list here of what are the questions I need to ask my utility provider. It's the first place you start before you even go to a solar energy contractor. You have to, you know, build that relationship with the utility provider on the renewable energy side of things. So for most people, you know, you have that cap and they'll regulate what that is as just a regular consumer, whether you're a commercial or residential consumer.
So obviously a lot to take in when converting to solar and talking with your energy utility first, but then how do you go about the rest of the process?
So yeah, the next thing is you got to find that solar provider that can then come on out and they can do an on-site assessment. And most solar providers that are installing solar, they will already know all the stuff I'm talking to you about. You may want to maybe find that solar provider that is more experienced with a larger scale system. You're going to definitely want to do your due diligence on your solar contractor, because it's a pretty significant investment. And when it comes to anything regarding the solar, if you're looking to capture some tax credits or some focus on energy dollars or some of the grant programs that are out there, you have to front load all the money and then you get reimbursed later after the fact. So you've got this significant cost that you're going to be laying out for the system, and you're going to want to make sure that that doesn't end up in, you know, in shady territory. So again, the dairy industry, I think, you know, we all kind of know who's good and who's not good for the most part, but the solar, you know, you're kind of outside your comfort zone and you're definitely going to want to make sure that you are working with reliable people. So, you know, if they worked with other dairy producers, call those dairy producers up and say, what was your experience like? I can't emphasize that enough, because it's a significant investment and you want to make sure it's going to be done right. The other thing too, when you're looking at building out your solar system, is you have to figure out where you're going to put it. You know, for the most part, when people put up a barn, they're typically not adding to the barn over top of the existing roof. A lot of people think like, hey, I can just put this on there and it'll automatically hold it. Well, everything's got weight ratings, and the last thing you want to do is have a snow collapse in, because those panels had extra weight you weren't accommodating for in the snow load. So, you know, so again, look at your structure. Is it feasible to put it on or not? Now, if you do have to put a ground-mounted system on because you just don't have a roof-mounted system, this is when you can start taking advantage of some newer technology on solar panels. It's pretty exciting. So right up against a barn roof or wherever would be very sufficient. And that's kind of been the standard panel for decades. So, you know, who knows, maybe in 5 years, I'm talking about a 600-watt panel. Today, that would be just astronomically crazy. And if anybody is ever interested, I give hundreds of tours a year of the Energy Education Center. We've got demonstrations of all the different types of popular solar panels here at our system. We just put up an 80-kilowatt array that's got 40 kilowatts of monofacial on an adjustable ground mount. And we also did 40 kilowatts of bifacial panels. So again, people can see, you know, what it's involved, how it works. And I encourage people to do their research, do their homework.
That's Adam Whaling from Chippewa Valley Technical College, located in western Wisconsin. Comments from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org.
For previous programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.